The great Frank Isola, of course, does a great job covering the Knicks, covering the NBA for the Daily News. He's also Mr. World Cup. We'll talk to him about that as well. Frank, how are you?
Joe, what's up? I thought it was Mike. I thought the studio was named after Mike.
Well, it is after Mike, but Black Bear has now bought the rights to our show, so it's their studio.
Nice.
And I call it the Mike Francesa chair, Frank.
Do you get any money from Black Bear?
I get a lot of deli meats. You know what I mean?
That's not bad. Agava Gold.
All of that stuff. Exactly right. Frank, how are you? Before we get to the NBA, now what's your... I'm watching the World Cup stuff. Brazil just beat Mexico 2-0. They get to the round of eight. We saw a couple, penalty kick, whatever they called it yesterday, shootouts, whatever, to win yesterday. We saw Croatia win like that, Russia. What's your feeling as we go forward now in this World Cup?
Well, Brazil has looked, they look really good today. They were one of the favorites coming in. They're on the side of the bracket, though, with France.
Okay.
And if Belgium beats Japan, that's who Brazil would play next. France plays Uruguay. France and Brazil look like the two best teams, but they're on the same side of the bracket. I mean, Brazil is tremendous. Mexico played well for the first maybe 25, 30 minutes, but you could just sense that Mexico, once the game opens up, you know, once guys get a little tired and the game really stretches out, then Mexico's kind of one-on-one, and their speed and their talent just kind of takes over.
Mm. So who do you like winning this? If Brazil is your pick to win this thing?
Because Brazil and France have won it before, I'm kind of rooting for anybody else to win, even England, who only, you know, they've won in 1966. I think Knick fans could relate to that. So
yes,
if they were to win, it wouldn't be the worst. I would take anybody except France and Brazil, but something tells me it's going to be one of those two teams, probably Brazil.
All right. All right, let's talk about the LeBron thing. You know, here's the thing that bothers me about LeBron going to the Lakers, Frank, and that's that the Lakers get everybody. I mean, I started the show with this. I mean, whether it was Wilt, whether it was Shaq, whether it was Kareem, even Kobe was a draft night trade. Now they wind up with LeBron. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everybody wants to play for that franchise.
Yeah, and the last time that happened with Steve Nash and Dwight Howard. It actually backfired.
Right.
The fact that they got those guys. But I do think you're right. And, it's the marquee franchise in the NBA. Plus you have L.A., the weather, and all that other stuff. And, you know, this had been in the works for a long time. You know, everyone's trying to make it seem like, oh, this happened. He flew out to L.A. And, you know, his guy met with Magic Johnson. Give me a break. He was on vacation. He was in L.A. for less than 2 days, and then he's back out on vacation. He knew that he was going to L.A. Why else would he have two houses out there? You know, this is something that he wants to do at this stage of his career. I do think that that family considerations played into it, and I think, you know, the fact that his wife and kids are going to be happy out there, his kids will end up going to high school out there, which is why I think he signed for a three-year deal. Remember in Cleveland, it was always, you know, a one-year deal, which kind of made it difficult for Cleveland to make some moves. But to your point, it is the Lakers, and, you know, the last 5 years have not been good for the Lakers, and a little bit of the shine has come off of them. But with LeBron being back, it makes him relevant again.
Well, they'll definitely be in the playoffs. I mean, there's no doubt they're going to be more than relevant. Let me ask you, before I even get into, you know, can he get out of the West, are they going to make the deal for Kawhi Leonard? Can you see San Antonio trading Leonard to the Lakers?
I don't get it. I don't get it from San Antonio's point of view, and I understand that, you know, LeBron and Greg Popovich have this special relationship. It really warms my heart, how much they like each other. But why is it in the San Antonio Spurs' best interest to help out the Lakers and help out LeBron James? Because as you know, Joe, every team in the Western Conference views the Lakers as their rival.
Right.
And I get
no,
it.
Right.
Yeah, Houston and Dallas and San Antonio have a bit of a rivalry. Sacramento and Golden State because of how close they are. But every team views the Lakers as their number one rivalry. That's the team that the fans love to hate in these other arenas. So why, if you're the San Antonio Spurs, are you doing that deal? And if you were to do a deal, say, for Boston, if you can get a better deal, why not send them there? And now the point, everyone will say, well, Kawhi Leonard could easily tell the Celtics he's not going to resign. I thought that was going to be the case with Paul George. And he's staying in Oklahoma City.
Right.
A lot different if you went to a place like Boston. If I'm San Antonio, you just have to make the best deal for your team. If it is the Lakers, all right, that's one thing. But why would you be in a rush to do that? And one other thing about Kawhi Leonard and also Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich is coaching the national team, and I think at some point this summer in July, I'm sorry, at some point in Vegas, they're going to get together. The team is going to train for a couple of days. So Greg Popovich will be spending a lot of time with Kawhi Leonard. It's still $219 million that the Spurs can offer him. So I'm still not ruling out Kawhi Leonard staying in San Antonio.
Were you surprised George stayed with Oklahoma City, Frank? I was a little surprised by that, to be honest.
I really was. You know, for 2 years we heard about the Lakers.
Right, right.
Paul George. Now, Oklahoma City can offer him the most money, so he obviously went for the most money. It's good to know that at least he's staying there. But I find it funny. If you look at Sam Presti, who's a Long Island guy now, runs the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, a few years back, the ownership there did not want to pay James Harden, which I think was about a $50 million contract, because it would have put them over the luxury tax. And obviously that move ended up backfiring, trading James Harden. Now you're spending a lot of money on Russell Westbrook, a lot of money on Carmelo Anthony, yep, and a lot of money on Paul George, and they're paying the most in luxury tax this season. And right now, where is that team going to get you? Mm. Are you going to beat Golden State? Can you beat Houston? Last year you couldn't beat Utah, and now you got LeBron
in
the Western Conference.
Right.
That's the problem for a lot of these teams in the Western Conference who feel like, you know, they're coming up a little bit, like Minnesota, like Denver. Dallas is trying to rebuild their situation. You're now doing what teams in the Eastern Conference are doing. You're waiting for LeBron to get old and fade away, and who knows when that's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to Frank Isola, of course, LeBron making the move to L.A. Now, Now we saw McGee and JaVale McGee has gone to the Lakers from Golden State. We saw Lance Stephenson go to the Lakers, although him and LeBron were always at each other, but now he's playing with him. What else can the Lakers do here? If they don't get Kawhi Leonard, what else can they do to help, you know, put something, you know, I know they got a lot of nice young players, but to put guys around LeBron, Frank?
Yeah, and they signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's represented
by Rich
Paul, who also represents LeBron. Well, you know, the one thing by him signing that contract, you know, Magic Johnson wants to win. And when you have LeBron James on your team, your only mission right now is to win. But it's not like they have to rush into some crazy deal for another player because they know that they're going to have LeBron for a minimum of 3 years.
Right, right.
If I'm them, you're not going to do anything until the whole situation with Kawhi Leonard is resolved, because that's the player that you want. If I were them, I don't know if I'd be so crazy about getting DeMarcus Cousins. You know, he's coming off of a major injury. You know, LeBron playing with big men, that hasn't always worked out. That's not the way that I would go. The one thing that they have going for them, once again, is that they technically could be patient because LeBron is under contract for a couple more years. But LeBron must know something. There must be some player out there that they know they can get, and they do have the right assets, unless they're thinking, you know what, we think LeBron with these players that we currently have, Julius Randle, Brandon Ingram, we can become a pretty good team. How Lonzo Ball figures into all that, I'm not so sure.
How does LeBron's legacy play out, though, Frank, if he doesn't win with the Lakers? I mean, all these other guys that they brought in have all won championships. Every guy, every one of them that they traded for or brought in as a free agent, you know, these great players have won titles there. What about if LeBron goes there and is the one guy that doesn't win a title in L.A.? And like you said, in the Western Conference, there's no given he's going to. I mean, even get out of the conference. I mean, how about that?
Yeah, he moved into the same state, the same conference, and the same division as the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And assuming that Kevin Durant's going to stay there, and if those players can stay relatively healthy, it's not going to be easy to unseat the Golden State Warriors. But I think as far as his legacy is concerned, and you know how it works, right now, the people in L.A. and the Lakers, it's the euphoria of landing once again the great player, and they got the best player in the league. But 2-3 years down the road, if he hasn't won, that's when you're going to hear all the rumblings from Laker fans. Hey, you're not Kobe Bryant. Kobe delivered championship.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
So I do think when it comes to that, that could hurt him a little bit, but he's had such a brilliant career. And, you know, making 8 straight finals, there's something to be said for that. He's won 3 championships. I'll tell you what, if he can get to a finals with them, that would be a third organization that he's brought to a finals, and really, you know, 4 different teams, because the Cleveland team that he first took there was nothing like the team that he took when he went back after the 4 years in Miami. So his legacy, is already cemented. He's going to probably go down as second best player for my money. I would still put Michael Jordan ahead of him. But I do think the people in L.A., are going to measure him against the other guys, and it'll start in. Is he the greatest Laker of all time? You have Kareem, you have Magic, you have Kobe, and if he doesn't win a championship, they're going to say, well, how can we say that when those guys won a championship here?
Yeah, talking to Frank Isola, of course, of the Daily News. I want to go back to Kawhi again for a second, Frank. Is it a given they're going to trade him, or do you think Popovich is going to try to keep him? Now, you kind of alluded to he could make the most money in San Antonio, so you're not completely sold he's out of there, right?
Yeah, you know, when he's healthy, he's a top five player
right
in the league. I hated the way that he handled this season. I thought it was unprofessional in a lot of ways. And, you know, what Tony Parker said, you want to say that was wrong? Where Parker came out and said, I had the same injury, and mine was much worse, and
right,
I came
right.
back sooner. All right, you want to be a little bent out of shape about that? They were still paying you $18 million this year. You played 9 games. So I'm not saying that he wasn't hurt. Can you show up to the playoff games? Can you, you know, maybe around the team a little bit more? He was hanging out here in South Orange, New Jersey. He was training in Manhattan, and he was living at his uncle's house in South Orange. As you're pocketing $18 million, and a lot of people thought it was a great thing. Oh, yeah, he shouldn't play because he's got a $219 million contract that he's sitting on. Okay, but they're also paying him last year as well. At what point, what responsibility does the player have to serve the organization that's paying him? I had a bit of an issue with that. And, you know, we all like Kawhi Leonard because he's a great player, and he always kind of came across as like the second coming of Tim Duncan.
Right.
You know,
understated, that kind of guy. Right. Yep.
Real reserve.
Yep.
Now it's more like aloof and like a little bizarre behavior that he had this past year.
Mm. All right. Let's talk about the Knicks here for a second. They signed this guy from Orlando. How do you say his name again? The fifth pick.
Mario Hezonja.
Hezonja. What's your
Hezonja,
whatever it is. What's your thoughts on the direction they're going? I mean, to me, Frank, who knows when I'm going to see Porzingis again. I just want to see young players. That's all I want to see with this team. How about that move they made and where they are right now?
Well, I think the Knicks, and, you know, a lot of it is, you know, it's a smart marketing ploy by them. You know, we're going to play young players. They have their draft pick next season.
Right,
and they have cap space.
Right.
But they play all these young guys, and they end up in the lottery, and then they're probably thinking, well, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, they could all be free agents next year. Who knows? Maybe we could land one of those guys. So it seems like everything that they're doing is getting guys on short-term contracts. So this, you know, so next summer they can make a big move. The interesting thing is we can cross LeBron James' name off that list because that's certainly
right.
not happening.
But that was never happening.
But it always seemed to be out there. And, you know, and then obviously it's not going to happen. But, you know, Kevin Durant, do I think there's probably a slim chance it could happen, but he's going to be a free agent. And as of right now, Kawhi Leonard's going to be a free agent. And the same thing with Kyrie Irving. So I think for the Knicks, you know, you can't play Porzingis until he's healthy. And would the Knicks really be cautious with him, knowing that the later he comes back, you know, chances are the season we're not going to really be playing for much, and the Knicks might be thinking about, you know, getting a high draft pick and the cap space next summer. It seems like 2019, which is true of a lot of teams, is the big summer for the Knicks.
Do you really buy? I know Kyrie said he wants to play for the Knicks. I know he's from, you know, he's from West Orange and all of that. Do you really buy that he wants to play here? You buy that?
I think there is definitely some appeal for him being home. He's in a great situation right now.
Sure.
But, you know, with him, there's also a lot of question marks. So that was a great trade that the Boston Celtics made up until March when he had to have the surgery to remove whatever it was, you know, they had something in his knee, and they thought he would be okay, and then he developed an infection, and he couldn't play. So their best player was not available for the most important time of the year, and they had a legitimate chance to make the NBA Finals. They almost made it without him. So, you know, he's had issues with that knee before, and that's what would have to concern you a little bit. I think it would have to concern the Boston Celtics to think how much money they want to commit to him. But if, you know, Kyrie were to leave, you know, he better make sure he's going into a good situation because he's in a great situation right now because the Boston Celtics, you know, 14 teams in the Eastern Conference benefited from LeBron leaving.
Right,
obviously,
right.
The one that doesn't is Cleveland.
Right,
but at the top
right.
of that list is the Boston Celtics. And I would even put Toronto up there. Toronto can never beat Cleveland with LeBron. Now they don't have to worry about him, but Boston's clearly in the driver's seat, and maybe Danny Ainge is thinking, man, I don't really have to make too many crazy moves because my team last year was very good. We were 6 minutes away in games. They had a lead with 6 minutes to go in game seven, and now they're getting back Gordon Hayward, and they're, you know, Kyrie Irving you think is going to be available to play this season as well. So you're adding two all-star players to a team that right now looks like the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, well, they do. I mean, how close was Philadelphia to getting LeBron? I mean, I know he met with them. Was that ever really a possibility in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, Rich Paul represents Ben Simmons. So, you know, that meeting was Rich Paul meeting with the Sixers. LeBron supposedly wasn't part of that. So maybe it was an option. But to me, yeah, it was always going to be L.A. Why else does he own two homes out there? And everyone in the league had been hearing L.A. for more than a year.
Right,
and I think,
right.
You know, the other thing, why I thought he was going to stay in the East or why he should, was just because the competition's a lot tougher.
Oh, sure.
Now you're dealing with, you know, before you even get to Golden State, you know, you're dealing with the Houston Rockets, you're dealing with Oklahoma City, Utah, Minnesota was a playoff team last year. You know, you still have the San Antonio Spurs out there, especially if Kawhi Leonard were to stay. Denver is an up-and-coming team.
New Orleans. You know,
I looked at it. If you go back to basically when Allen Iverson, the last seven MVPs are all in the Western Conference. So that would be Dirk, Harden, Durant, Westbrook, Derrick Rose, LeBron James, and I'm missing somebody else.
Oh, you mean now? Both. Yeah, they're in the Western Conference.
Yeah,
now.
they're all in the Western
right.
Conference.
Now, right, right,
yeah.
Right. Is DeMarcus Cousins a reality, a possibility for them from the Pelicans? Is that?
You mean
for the Lakers? Yeah, for the Lakers.
Yeah, he certainly is. I would just be concerned. I mean, he's a big guy coming back from Achilles injury. You know, that's – and who knows if he's going to be available to play next season, but maybe the Lakers are willing to be patient, and maybe he comes back in February or March, and they would be okay with that. I'm not going there. I thought – Once he went out of the lineup, I thought New Orleans was better. They went out and they acquired Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah, they played well. You're right.
Chicago Bulls.
They swept Portland in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah.
They had a good record.
Yeah,
they had a winning record without DeMarcus Cousins. So, you know, you're going to invest crazy money, and you know he's looking for a max deal. So if you can get him on a one-year, say, $20-plus million contract, all right. This way, you're seeing how it goes. But I'm not investing long-term into DeMarcus Cousins. He's yet to appear in a playoff game, and he has a major injury, and he could be a bit of a headache. I don't think there's any way around that.
Before I let you go, again, I'm talking to Frank Isola. There was rumors, or there was, I don't know if it was a rumor, there was a report that maybe it would be in Dolan's best interest to sell the Knicks and the Rangers. Do you see that at all? Do you see that as a possibility, Frank?
Sounds like it would be in Joe Beningo's best interest.
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of Knicks fans would sign for that. But seriously, I mean, is that a viable possibility?
Well, I think he is definitely interested in a lot of these different ventures that he has, including he has different venues, like music venues. One is in Las Vegas. He's got one in London.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in New York, he has a couple of places. He's got the Forum in L.A. So I think he's kind of moving toward that, and who knows if that will eventually, take place. But I could see him, maybe not right away, maybe within 5 years, he'd get out of the basketball and the hockey business. He made a pretty good deal with Cablevision, and if he sells the Knicks, he's going to get a ton of money.
Oh,
not
God.
Like that's the issue.
Right.
But maybe at this point, he's just a little tired of it. Maybe he just wants to do something different. So it would not surprise me. It would surprise me if it happened this year or next year, but in 5 years, I think it's definitely a possibility.
Wow. Crazy stuff. Frank, it's always a pleasure, my man. All right, so again, before I let you go, World Cup. Your picks are France or Brazil, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm going to root for England to win because England is like a New York team. Like, you know, they kind of always break your heart. So, Joe, they would be – England for you is the Jets, the Mets, and the Knicks.
It's, no, it's
right
great.
Up your alley. So, root for England.
Okay, Frank. Frank, always a pleasure, man. Happy 4th. I'll talk to you.
You too, Joe. Take care.
Frank Isola with all the basketball and a little World Cup as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.